New school year, new music, and a new host. Hello, welcome into the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Robin Hearn. I'll be the producer, and sometimes you'll be hearing me as a host this year as well. We went to Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis' office this week. We spoke about this upcoming school year, what he did this summer, and if he knows the answer to who is going to be the starting quarterback this year. All those answers and more coming up. How was your summer?
It was busy, very interesting summer, as a matter of fact. It augmented by the fact that it ends in my 50th anniversary. So we went to the scene of the crime, so to speak. We went back to Houston where we had our first date and went to the same restaurant where we had our first date and, you know, just kind of relived the whole thing. So that was fun. And then I was privileged to give the commencement speech at Haramaya University in Ethiopia. And so we made our way to Ethiopia and had a great time. There were 4,000 graduates, and I got to shake some more hands after some 3,000 here at Oklahoma State. So, and then we always try to get out to Taos for a while, and we did that as well. Lots of hiking and eating and the like.
Oh, so that was a very eventful summer. Congratulations on your 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
That's a big milestone.
You ought to congratulate Ann. She's the one that had to suffer through it.
I will let her know. So before we go ahead to this year, let's look back at last year. What are some thoughts and takeaways regarding last school year?
Well, I think last school year was very productive in a number of respects. When you get new facilities, it takes a while to settle in and really maximize the use of them. And that, I think that was the case with the Endeavor building for engineering as well as the new business building. They're not so new anymore, but I think everybody really settled in on that. In terms of fundraising, it was a very good year. We got above our normal average, and that is essential when we've sustained over 25% in cuts from state support over the last 3 or 4 years. So private fundraising and private philanthropy is very, very important. So we had a very good year there. We won some football games we weren't supposed to and lost some we were supposed to win, but it was an interesting year. In terms of just the overall enrollment, we had a great year. I think last year created a strong foundation, actually, for this year, which could be a very exciting year with some of the things happening.
You spoke about some of the new things that we had last year, but we're still getting some more new things this year, like the McKnight Center and the new baseball stadium. Can you tell us about the impact it's going to have on the campus?
Well, I think with respect to the McKnight Center, it really is a seminal point in OSU's evolution because we've had really good arts programs over the years, but they really haven't had the support in terms of primarily resources to maximize. It's amazing what we've done. When Ann and I got here almost 12 years ago, I was really stunned at the quality of both the visual and the performing arts that were here, but I was equally stunned at the condition of the Saratine Center. And I knew we needed, if we're going to up our game, I knew we had to improve the facilities. And fortunately, Ross and Billy McKnight shared that view. And what was different about this effort was that Ross's money and the matching money went into programming, not into the building itself. We had to raise money separately for that. And too often, I think, all through government, but especially higher ed, you end up spending most, if not all, of your money on the facility and nothing on programming. So this was just the flip side of that. And as a result, we have a $50 million endowment for programming, which should produce over $2 million a year to bring in top artists, top Broadway shows, top orchestras. And not only does that bring a lot of people into the OSU family, but it also is an opportunity for our students and our faculty to work with some of the top musicians in the world. So it really stood on its ear, the model that we've always had. And with respect to the baseball stadium, OSU has a long and storied history in baseball. But Allie Reynolds Stadium had kind of, we've outgrown it, and it was time to invest there as well. And it's going to result in my opinion, a lot of people come to watch baseball games and therefore see Oklahoma State that wouldn't have otherwise. But also, I think it will help in recruiting and in the performance. So we have a great coach, and we have now great facilities, and I think the sky's the limit for OSU baseball.
Yeah, all positives there. Are there any hints that you can give us on new things coming as well?
Well, in terms of facilities, an important initiative is a new agricultural center. We haven't done much with that in a long time. And it really, really has to happen. You know, for example, agriculture is 40% of our research. So we really need new labs, and we just need new facilities entirely. And the labs will, in some ways, mirror what happened over at Endeavor. So that's a big facility initiative. In terms of other initiatives, I'll give you a little preview of this. We're going to announce a major campaign for need-based scholarships, and we're going to embark on that very, very shortly. You'll be getting a big announcement about it, and we just need more help for our students. With the state support going down, although we got a little bit more last year, we really can't raise tuition. We shouldn't raise tuition and fees to the point that we become unaffordable. That's what these needs-based scholarships will be intended to accomplish, is to give our students a chance to get a college education here at OSU and not break the bank with student loans and the like.
Now, you mentioned research. So Oklahoma State is a land-grant university, and the part mission of land-grant universities is teaching, research, and outreach. Let's focus a little more on the research, like you mentioned. On a university level, what are some key research initiatives that you guys are going to be doing?
Well, there's so many, but I'll highlight a few of them. We really have a leadership position in the whole area of unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or known as drones, if you're talking in the normal vernacular. So we've created an institute. It's led by Dr. Jamie Jacobs. We, for example, are the only university that I know of that has a master's in UAVs. And we also, are the only university that has been approved by the Federal Aviation Administration to do research with swarms of UAVs. You've seen the swarms of starlings that seem to fly in formation, and it's amazing how they stay exactly in formation. Well, we've been approved to do that. So we'll continue to get more grants and more contracts with the Department of Defense and other agencies in that area. Another major area that we work on all the time is water, which is obviously essential. There are many facets to this, but one is produced water. Water, when oil and gas well is produced, with the oil often comes water, a lot more water than just the oil. And the result is that you have this water you have to do something with, because it's very salty. It's much saltier than the ocean water. And it also has a lot of chemicals and other stuff in it that is a result of the drilling process. So how to clean that water up and be able to use it, maybe not so much for drinking, but for irrigation would be a huge accomplishment, and we're working in that area. It's very important for us to address the issues of carbon, efforts to reduce carbon, and so we have work there. We've always had a lot of work in the transportation area. For example, the Department of Transportation here in Oklahoma uses Oklahoma State to design bridges and other transportation infrastructure, so that'll be an important area. Of course, we have a medical school and a school of veterinary medicine, and there is a concept called One Health, where we can learn a lot about human health through animal health and vice versa. And so that's something that we're working on in primarily in our veterinary medicine school. We in the area of medicine, and we had a major event this summer when Purdue Pharma provided $270 million in a settlement with the state of Oklahoma, and approximately $180 million of that is going to Oklahoma State's School of Medicine and the Center for Wellness and Recovery. This Center for Wellness and Recovery is actually a national institute. It will be serving not only Oklahoma, which is our job as a land-grant university, but the entire nation. Purdue Pharma also just recently licensed Oklahoma State with a lot of their research that they've done over the years on this. So we're very excited about that area of research. And we can do a lot because we have a terrible opioid problem in the state of Oklahoma. And as you mentioned, a land-grant university's job is to do great research and share it with the state.
How would you describe this upcoming school year in one word, if you could?
Well, that's tough. I'd say exciting. And I think in some ways transformational. The McKnight Center and the opening with New York Philharmonic just signals a new era for Oklahoma State. And so that's very exciting, but it's also transformational.
Well, I'm excited for this upcoming school year, too. So that was the perfect word. With football coming back to BPS really soon, I want to know, do you know who the starting quarterback is going to be?
If I did, I couldn't tell you, but I don't. I don't have any idea. And honestly, I haven't talked to Coach Gundy about it, but I really doubt that he knows for sure at this point. That'll be another very interesting and exciting decision.
I know it's not January 1st yet, but in a sense of the new year, do you have any new school year resolutions?
The things I've mentioned, I want to raise the money for the needs-based scholarship. I don't want to get the agriculture facilities fixed and improved. My main resolution each year, and this was started my 12th year, is to meet every student I can. I think all of our students are going through a period of their life which can really establish a platform for the rest of their life and hopefully a very successful life. I want to be a part of that, and so I really try to be the student's president. I want to get out and about and meet everybody I can, and I think they should do the same. If I can get that done and raise the money that we need for those initiatives, I will have had a good year.
We would like to thank President Hargis for sitting down with us this week and talking about all the exciting things that are coming to OSU. Thank you for listening this week. Don't forget to share and subscribe. I'm Robin Hearn, and we'll see you next week with more Inside OSU.